You're listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, your personal soundtrack to the end of the world. And that was Paramore and Conspiracy, because you know what? Everything is a conspiracy. If you can name that film, you, my friend, are pretty damned awesome. Speaking of films, haha, what a segue. Most of the time, well, my voice goes through puberty again, sorry about that. Most of the time, while I'm doing my thing, I have a small television screen playing, silently of course, playing videos, movies most often. And sometimes I'll throw in an old television show to pass the time away, and I was recently watching that brief-lived series 12 Monkeys. Why? Because I love that series. That's not my point. My point is this. Time travel. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if all of a sudden Doc Brown came driving down the street, or maybe the doctor from 12 Monkeys showed up with her big splinter device and said, I'm going to take you back in time. Where would you want to go? So I asked myself that. Where in the timeline would I want to go? And I would ask you the same thing. And I think I have a few possible answers for you that I'm going to rattle off in my usual fashion. So if you will humor me for just a moment, let's think about this. Think about time travel. It makes me all giddy thinking about the possibilities. And here, my friends, are some. Would you go back to 2016 and cast a different vote? Or maybe tell yourself not to watch the last episode of Lost? Would you go back in time and prevent the gun from being invented? Or maybe, I don't know, stop Joseph Mengele, or Hitler for that matter. If you did that, you'd probably prevent this whole apocalypse thing we got going on. Maybe you'd prevent that loved one from checking their phone while they were driving. Or would you tell your boss what you really thought of them just before they fired you? Or maybe you'd give your younger self a particular piece of advice. Would you not get that perm? Not drink that Kool-Aid? Tell Bill Clinton to do something about Rwanda? Insist George Bush fire Dick Cheney? Tell Reagan to not ignore AIDS? Prevent Kennedy's death? Do something to prevent 9/11? Or maybe you would hang out with Chris Cornell on that fateful day and remind him it's all worth living. Or would you bet your savings on that one team no one thought would win? Maybe you'd invest in Apple, Microsoft, and Google before anyone knew who they were. You could go way back in time and change the right to bear arms to right to arm bears. Stop the mullet. Slip the parents of Martin Shkreli a condom. Maybe you would just get a Klondike bar. Or cross your own timeline to create a paradox, because that's how you roll. You could stop Celine Dion from covering Shook Me All Night Long, or even prevent Nickelback. Or you could leave that douche before he ever lays a hand on you. The possibilities, my friends, are limitless. If, of course, we had a time machine. The problem, of course, comes in the fact that what if we all had a time machine? Boy, that would really fuck the timeline up. But if there were only one single time machine, and you only had one shot to use it, what would you do? I would like to think that the majority of you out there would want to do something to prevent this nightmare that we are currently living. Maybe go back in time and take down Jonathan Burgess before he gets going. That would probably do the trick. Of course, my idea of going way back in time and stopping Mengele or Hitler would probably be more effective, and it would solve a whole hell of a lot of problems along the way. And I know, those time purists out there, if that's such a thing, would always say, but if you mess with the timeline, you will affect reality as it stands. Yes, of course we would. That's the point. A time machine. What else would you use it for? To go back in time and relive the exact life you had? I don't know many people that would do that. Maybe Bill Gates? I don't know. Nobody would use a time machine for that purpose. Oh, I loved my life so much, I want to go back in time and live it again. Of course, maybe there are people out there that would want to do that. But I would hope that someone, that most of you out there, would want to do it for good. Use a time machine for a positive purpose to improve society as a whole, the global society. I don't know what the answer is. I just know it would be neat as hell to have one. I would also like to have a jetpack, because we were promised jetpacks. And a hoverboard. Why don't we have a hoverboard? We have computers the size of our hands. But we don't have hoverboards, or jetpacks, or time machines. Man. And if progress has anything to do with it right now, in the state we are living in, we're never going to have those things. The best thing we can get right now is Soylent Green. You know, so we could all eat. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm going all Steve Martin on you. I'm a rambling man. I gotta stop this, and I gotta play a song. You know what I haven't played in a while, or who I haven't played in a while, is everyone's favorite horror punk band, Kitty in a Casket. I need them right now. And I'm going to play the particular song, since we've been talking about time travel. I'm going to play a song called 2017 off their album Rise. It's an awesome song. It's an awesome album. I love me some Kitty in a Casket, and so do you. That's right. I said it. You love them, and you know you do. Anyway, kick it!